Sid Boyum lived in the neighborhood for many, many, many years, was an artist, created works on paper, created sculpture, and also turned his house into essentially an art environment. So his house was his work, as were some of the other sorts of materials that he produced.
Professionally, he was a photographer and an industrial photographer and graphic artist for Gischult Machine. So balancing machines, turret lathes, big equipment. And he was an extremely creative guy. And so I think he learned a lot of his trade skills there. He's really multidimensional. I mean, there's just a lot of different aspects to his work.
And the question becomes, once family members are no longer able or willing to take care of it, whose responsibility is it to preserve this site, these artifacts? The first place I look to is a historical society. Can you tell me, Andy, what the historical society's role has been in this process?
First of all, I mean, it's just a little bit overwhelming going into the house because there is so much stuff. There is artwork, there's just materials of life, but there's a lot of his artwork, which includes his photography at Gischult, some of his photography at Gischult, his artwork, paintings. We're not interested in his paintings per se, because the paintings sort of go into a different realm than really historical documentation. We've been very interested in his documentation of, he would do prints from 1962 to 1989 of opening day fishing season. These elaborate, very involved pen and ink drawings, which he used 4x5 negatives to build the narrative for those prints. And we've got all of those negatives as well.
So the Historical Society's primary function then is to collect things that have a historical bent. So where does that line, how do you draw that line between what is historical artifact and what isn't?
In some cases, this was a little bit easier for me because I'm the visual materials curator, which involves flat paper art for the most part. So I don't really have to think too much about paintings. There are paintings there, they're wonderful paintings, but I'm going to leave that to Melanie because it apparently, I believe our domestic life curators of paintings and so forth were not really interested in this type of work. I did take some artifacts out of there that related to Gischult. Ashtrays, employee tie tacks, identification badges, that sort of thing that would directly relate to his work at Gischult as an employee.
So Melanie, when you're looking at works, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm not the person directly in charge of looking for the work. David Wells, who is the director of the Edgewood College Gallery and the person in charge of our permanent collection, oversees basically our collection. And Edgewood has a collection and sort of a role in the community as a collector of art by self-taught artists, sometimes called outsider artists, naive artists, vernacular artists. That's a different conversation, what label we're going to put on these artists. So, for example, we have much of Mona Webb's work. And we're all very sad that her house was not conserved as an art environment. That was a tremendous loss to the community. We have one of Dr. Evermore's sculptures. We have a few other works of his. And we have the work of some other self-taught artists. And so it would make sense for us, given that that's an emphasis of our collection, if it were possible to acquire some of Sid Boyum's works on paper and we'd be able to store them in proper climate-controlled conditions and all of that, because it sort of that fits with what Edgewood's collection prioritizes.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education into the decorative arts.
This week, Fields spoke with Melanie Herzog, art historian and teacher at Edgewood College, and Andy Krauhart, visual materials curator at the Wisconsin Historical Society.